The Samish Indian Nation is a Northwest tribe whose culture closely aligns with the Salish Sea. Its headquarters are on Fidalgo Island near Anacortes, and its people are scattered throughout the area on both sides of the border between the U.S. and Canada. Due to a clerical error, the Samish tribe lost federal recognition in 1969 and only regained it in 1996, but they have been rebuilding. You're listening to KNKX, and in the latest installment of our series, Return to the Salish Sea, 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to Fidalgo Island to meet Samish Tribal Chairman Tom Wooten.
We're right here at the Fidalgo Bay Resort.
Yes, this is home for myself and my tribe, and it's a beautiful location if you've never been here.
And we're sitting here on a restored beach.
Correct. The tribe's been in the process of doing restoration here on Fidalgo Bay for about 8 years now. It's pretty exciting to actually get it done. It's been a long time coming.
This is a village site?
Yes, there was a historical village here. I can't tell you exactly, but at least 1,000 years ago. And so it was important for the tribe to get this piece of property back, if you will, and take care of it. That was one of the reasons why we chose this location to purchase.
And your nation doesn't have an official reservation, but there is lots of traditional Samish territory all around here.
We are a signatory of the Treaty of Point Elliott, which was in 1855. When it came time to settle on reservations, the Samish folks didn't want to go there and decided not to go there. They would show up when it was time for their allotment of goods, and then they'd take them back home to their home island, which at that time was Guemos Island, which is, again, one of our traditional islands.
And yours is a tribal culture that's really come back and amassed land pretty recently.
Yeah, we're slowly but surely trying to get more of our land back and be that entity that we were in the past. Have a presence on all the islands that we once did. We've been able to acquire land. We've acquired an island from state parks, and we continue to do that. And I truly believe it mirrors what our ancestors believed when they traveled through the islands. It was to have a piece or a part of each island that meant something. So you'd go to one place and perhaps fish herring or salmon. You go to another place and bulbs, you know, and then you have your winter village either on Guemos or on Fidalgo or on Samish Island, and you would potlatch and have a great time and make babies and whatever else you wanted to do in the winter.
And your tribe is a Coast Salish culture. What does that mean? How is water part of your identity?
Well, where we're sitting today, the highway is 15 feet away from us. We're a canoe tribe and culture, and we used canoes for traveling and hunting and fishing, getting from point A to point B, and what better way than on the Salish Sea. It was our highway as well as a food provider, full of fish and shellfish, and our folks still live on that today.
And sitting here at Fidalgo Bay, though, you can't ignore the fact that there's also just a very large presence of oil refining right here in the bay.
Tesoro and Shell Oil both have facilities here, and we can't see them to the north, but up at Cherry Point, there's also two more facilities up there as well.
There's a big oil tanker here right now.
Yeah, that's one of the polar ships that routinely brings oil down to Cherry Point first, and because this bay is shallower, they have to offload some of their product there. And then they come down here to Fidalgo Bay and drop the North Slope oil off at either Tesoro or Shell's docks.
So how does the concept of the Salish Sea, this shared ecosystem with Canada, align with the Samish tribe's values?
The only way that we can get things done is working together. And the designation of the Salish Sea gives us the opportunity to work with other environmental groups and agencies on this side of the border as well as across the other side of the border.
And the tribe has been working on things like forage fish restoration?
Yeah, we did a restoration out there at Secret Harbor at Deepwater Bay on Cypress Island.
And the forage fish connect to the tribe's love of orcas.
Well, it's a big circle, right? Without the forage fish, you can't have the salmon. Without the salmon, you can't have the orcas. Without salmon, you can't have native people or anybody. That was a prime food source for the people that came before me. And without that whole circle being intact, there's nothing. we really need to pay attention to the Kokodomich and the killer whale, what's going on with them. We're closely tied to J-Pod. We're concerned about some of the unexpected deaths in that pod. And J-Pod's our local killer whale pod. And so we're concerned about that as well and doing what we can to try and make sure that we don't lose any more members of that, because their numbers are really getting depleted.
So how do you see the future of the Samish tribe here in the heart of the Salish Sea?
Just to be a partner and a steward to the Salish Sea and the islands that are in the Salish Sea, and to be a part of the communities that we live in.
Tom Wooten, chairman of the Samish Indian Nation, thank you so much for your time and your work.
Absolutely. Haishka Siam. Thanks.
Next week on the series, we talk to one of the authors of the book, The Salish Sea, Jewel of the Pacific. If you want to see photos and more, check out our special project website, salishseareturn.org.